Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by Ms. Dolores Grizzle, who is the president of the Decatur DeKalb chapter of the 100 Black Women of America. Ms. Grizzle, welcome.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. It's just a pleasure to be here and to talk about the 100 Black Women and what we have coming up. It's a great organization. We're an organization with 62 chapters throughout United States and Washington, D.C., with 7,500 members. So I'm excited to be here this morning, and thanks for having me again.
Well, we're here to talk about the Community Health Forum that's taking place this afternoon at North Lake Mall, and the 100 Women of Decatur DeKalb have joined forces with us. And if you could tell our listeners why health and this kind of community engagement is important to your organization.
This is very important to our organization because we have four initiatives, and health and wellness is the top initiative. And under that initiative, we have our mental health, we have cholesterol, we have diabetes, and HIV/AIDS, as well as cancer. So those are the things that we're targeting for the next year, for 2016, as well as 2017, trying to get the word out, to make people more aware, to get families involved. And so putting on these type of forums, we're excited to be partnering with you all and Hank Johnson with also the health enrollment, because everyone has to have health insurance. And so it's important that people know that they can get that. A lot of people kind of shy away from it, thinking, oh, I don't qualify, but you don't know. So we want everybody to come out. We have specialists will be there to talk to you, to give you all the information that you need. So we're just encouraging everyone to come out. It's going to be an exciting time, a great time, and an event for everyone in the entire family.
We will definitely have navigators there for people who need to take open enrollment seriously and get that insurance so they're not paying a penalty, but also, as you said, so that they're keeping themselves healthy.
Exactly.
And one of the things you mentioned earlier was the mental health component, and representatives from the 100 Black Women will be doing a mental health screening. Can you talk about that and why mental health is one of the focuses for the organization?
Mental health, I think, has been around for just forever. And I think it's something was like a closed door. People sweep under the rug. And we need to bring awareness to mental health, because a lot of times you don't know about the person who's depressed. And it is so important for families to know, because I'm sure there's one out of every family, there's a person could possibly be suffering from a depression and you don't know about it. We hear so much on the news and a lot of things we act so surprised about, but it was something that has been going on for years with families or with children, and it was never identified. So we're trying to get the word out, want people to not be afraid to stop by and let's talk about it. We'll have counselors on hand, people to talk about it, to direct you into the right direction, where you need to go, your next steps. And we'll have actual physician assistants there, people who actually work in the field treating people with mental illness. So it's not something to be afraid of, but just to try to get some information about it and just to know about what is going on, because a lot of times you don't necessarily know what's going on with you. You may know that maybe I'm just so irrational, you know, I don't think rationally. So there's a lot of things that contributes to mental health.
And I think for a long time in our community, there's been such a stigma around mental health. And you mentioned depression earlier, and a lot of times people want to say, well, you know, you can pray depression away, or, you know, just smile and you'll be okay. But there's a real difference between being sad or upset and being clinically or depressed.
That is true, absolutely, because it is one of those hidden jewels where it's not just a person. You're talking about depression. I think, again, you're right, we misuse that word depression. It could be the vice president of a company depressed and has not had treatment, or was on medication and had not been taking medication and has a chemical imbalance. So it's a lot of things to look for. It's just for people to be educated and not to look down on people who are maybe be going through this, who may be considered mentally ill, because mental illness now is just going to be considered now like a common cold. You're going to you'll know people with mental illness as well as someone had a cold, but it is a serious, it's a serious illness. It can be overcome, but they need the support of family. You need support of friends, and you definitely need to go in and not be afraid to seek help and treatment from your doctor.
And I think it's wonderful that you all are joining us and you're bringing the counselors and the people who can identify what might be a mental illness, but also the follow-up, what you need to do if after you do the screening, there are some challenges to be faced.
Exactly. You definitely, after the screening, you're definitely going to have to follow up with your doctor. And it may take several visits, you know, for people to get comfortable, because it has to be someone you're comfortable with. And we also want to encourage, you know, if you're not comfortable with the first doctor that you meet, but do not get discouraged. You know, you can find someone that maybe your chemistry meets with, because some men don't like to go to women doctors or women don't like the men. But we want you to be encouraged to do this, to go and seek treatment, because it'll be beneficial for your family, and because you want families to be healthy. And this is how you can bridge that gap with families being healthy, but not a disconnect when they don't know what is going on with a family member or a loved one.
And the other thing that your organization is going to be talking about is childhood obesity, the prevention of childhood obesity. And when we talk about families and support, this is another area that some people, you know, you're looking at a 12-year-old and the mom is saying, well, they're big boned, or, you know, this runs in our family. But these are things that we have solutions for and you can put in place to have healthier outcomes.
Exactly. This is also one of our initiatives, and we're really serious about this. Michelle Obama rolled out an initiative about child obesity, and we wanted to also get on board with that, because it doesn't have to be that these children have to be obese. It does start in the home, and it does start when they're young. So if we can catch them when they're young and we talk to them about healthy eating and lifestyle choices, they will grow into young adults eating healthy and living longer. And that's what we want for our children. We want to try to encourage the school system. It's not just about just the parents. It's everyone's responsibilities to help with this child obesity. The schools, the foods that they're preparing, the foods that they are putting in front of our children, because we do want healthy children, healthy lifestyles for all of our kids.
And I think a lot of times people don't realize that obesity in childhood has negative outcomes for a lifetime. It's more prone for diabetes, more prone for high blood pressure, and we'll be screening for those things as well. But as you mentioned, if we can cut these things in childhood, it's a better, healthier outcome for that child over their lifetime.
And you are correct. And one other thing, because it can become a stigma with children, and especially in the elementary school, children are picked on because, you know, they're heavy set. So we really want to really start now. We want to encourage the parents. We encourage you all to come out on Saturday to this forum, because it's a platform you can speak to some of the best counselors, and everyone will be talking about this literature on childhood obesity, because we want all the children to be happy in school. We want them to feel good. We want them to be able to eat healthy food and continue to grow. And this will stem into their families as they continue to grow, and our children just be healthy children. And that's what we want for them. And we just want the school to support us, our commissioners, you know, our county commissioners are on board with it. You know, they rolled out a big plan. So our county, DeKalb County, we're serious about childhood obesity. So you'll hear it a lot with the 100 Black Women Decatur DeKalb chapter. It's our initiative. We're moving forward. We'll be having several platforms in the future, forums where families and parents can come out and get information. People will be talking to them what kind of nutritional plans that we can put in place for the children, because it's easy to just pull some frozen foods out, but we want them to be able to go into the fridge and get healthy snacks and healthy foods after school and just doing school. So we're excited about it. And again, we thank you all for allowing us to come and partner with you all on Saturday. And
we thank you, because you all are bringing us so much for the community to be able to participate in this afternoon. So the 100 Black Women of Decatur DeKalb, you've mentioned some of the platforms and some of your future initiatives, but tell our listeners about the organization, how you all got started, and what your future holds.
Okay, the 100 Black Women, actually, the Decatur DeKalb chapter started back in 1989. And by a lady named Miss Louise Turner first started it. So we've had about 5 presidents since then. And what we're doing, we have health and wellness is our number one initiative. We have economic empowerment. We have education and public policy. So those are our initiatives that we work on for the year. Under the health and wellness, we've recently just discussed that it'd be childhood obesity, mental illness. Those are our tops this year. HIV/AIDS, definitely always on our radar. We'll definitely be doing a big rollout in June with HIV/AIDS. And the beautiful thing about that, we come together nationally, all of our chapters, 62 chapters, on the same day we're testing for HIV/AIDS. And so that's a wonderful thing. We just finished our big pink and black ball where we honor cancer survivors, men and women surviving cancer. And we contribute a big portion of the proceeds back to the American Cancer Society. What we got coming up now, this is still back to what we're doing now, diabetes. We'll be doing in the spring, we'll roll out our spring event. And those proceeds, a portion of those proceeds will go to help Diabetes and Heart Association. So we're trying to get on board with a lot of the issues that are facing, not just men or women now, it's everybody. It's everybody affected by these illnesses. And so, and cholesterol as well, that's one of the big ones. So we want to talk about that too, because that's also people begin to screen for that as well. And you'll also be able to follow up with your doctors, depending on your numbers. And, you know, it's just about eating right. And they're going to talk to you all about just the proper eating and exercise. That's really the key. If we can continue to do that and encourage our family and friends to do that, it'd be wonderful. Also, our economic empowerment is a wonderful thing. We'll be rolling out an event in January. We'll be having speakers, attorneys, different people to come in, because we want to talk about wealth and continuing, you know, to build wealth in our community and our family and friends and women building wealth and entrepreneurship. So that's one of the things on our economic empowerment and on our public policy. We'll be big on get out the vote this year. We'll be you'll be seeing us everywhere. We're trying to sign everybody up who's not signed up for voting, catching those 18 coming right out of college, getting everybody on board to voting is a big election. You'll be coming up, and so we want everybody to come out to vote because your voice makes a difference. You know, too many people put too much into it for us not to vote and not feel proudly about going out to vote. So we'll be doing those things, making people aware, having the platform, the forums for candidates to come out. So we'll be doing a lot of those big things next year.
Delois, this sounds like a wonderful organization who is doing wonderful things. I know a lot of times we have groups who come together and they socialize and they network, but you all are putting your feet on the ground and doing the actual work, not just talking about it. And that makes a difference for our community. And I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that, because one of the big things is, and we don't like to people to think that we are a social club, because we're not. We are about the work, exactly what you just said. We're an advocacy group, so we're not a social club, we're not a sorority, but we're about the work. And you definitely will see us in the community every weekend. We partner also with 360 last weekend in feeding families and passing out turkeys, and it was just a beautiful occasion, and it was just so gratifying and rewarding, and we enjoyed doing it. So you'll see us out in the community pretty much. It's not every weekend, at least twice a month, somewhere doing something, making someone aware of what is going on.
So, Delois, I want to thank you so much, and I want to remind everyone that we're going to be at North Lake Mall this afternoon from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the wonderful women of the Decatur chapter of the 100 Black Women will be on hand, and again, they are doing mental health screening and providing information on childhood obesity. We thank you so much for joining our efforts.
We thank you so much for having us, Kip, and we are looking forward to it. Thank you so much.